சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சார்ய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்ய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம்.
Today I'll give you a summary of the 9th chapter, which is titled as Raja Vidya Raja Guhya Yoga. Raja means great, Vidya means knowledge. Raja Vidya means the greatest knowledge. The greatest knowledge is that the self knowledge. In this chapter, that knowledge is called as Ishvara Jnanam. Ishvara Swarupa Jnanam. Ishvara Swarupa Jnanam, we can put in other words, God realization. Ishvara Swarupa Jnanam is equal to God realization. In religious parlance, self is called as God. From religion parlance, self is called as God. From philosophy parlance, God is called as self. From philosophy parlance, God alone is known as self, capital S. So by this what we come to know, God realization is self realization. God realization means Daiva Sakshatkaram means Atma Sakshatkaram. Atma Sakshatkaram means Daiva Sakshatkaram. So God realization and self realization, they are not two, but they are only one. This knowledge we get only when you come to Shastra, when you study from a teacher, Vedic teaching, when you go through, only you come to know. But people generally think God is different, self is different. That is not true. So God realization is nothing but self-realization. Self-realization alone is God realization. Knowing this is called Ishvara Swarupa Jnanam. This is called Raja Vidya, the greatest knowledge. This knowledge is the rarest knowledge, Guhyam. Raja Guhyam means the rarest, the great, as well as the Raja Guhyam means sacred and rarest knowledge. Very few people come to know this Raja Vidya. Many people stop at only Daiva Sakshatkara. They cannot come to this because Manushyanam Sahasreshu, because of its abstractness, very difficult. It is not available for an ordinary intellect. An ordinary intellect cannot grasp and assimilate this fact. They require a tremendous maturity, refinement at the intellectual level, emotional level. They have to go beyond all mental weaknesses. For such people only it is available. Until that time, this teaching will be Guhyam, secret only. For many people it is secret. Whatever is sacred is always secret. So we have to equip ourselves to know the sacred teaching, which is secret, by qualifying ourselves. In first three shlokas, Lord Krishna introduced the topic. This is Raja Vidya, Raja Guhyam, Jnana Vijnana Sahitam. I am going to teach you, Arjuna. It's Paroksha Jnanam and Aparoksha Jnanam. Jnanam and Vijnanam. Jnanam means Brahma Asti Iti Jnanam. But that Brahman I am is Vijnanam, Aparoksha Jnanam. it is very similar to 7th chapter. Apara prakriti, para prakriti, visa there. The same topics are coming here in much more elaborate form. So first three verses are introducing the topic. Lord Krishna said, Shraddhadhanaha, Ashraddhadhanaha, people who do not have faith, they cannot grasp this teaching. Only Shraddhavan, only those people who have the faith in this Shastra, they alone attain. If they sit, they want to listen what is said in that. Is it scientific? Is it reasonable? Is it rational? They go on asking, no? They can never get this knowledge. Scientific mind, my mind, wherever I want to know what is said in Shastra, is it scientific or not? They are all Ashraddhadhanaha. So, you see, people, either they are too high knowledge, too rationalist, or too dull and weak. In the medium, middle group are very less. Many people either high intellectuals and they want to see what is said in Shastra, let us probe into Shastra, that is also Ashraddha, not having Pramana Buddhi in Shastra. There are some people, weak-minded people, they look down upon themselves all the time. How can I become the soham? I am only dasa. This is the one type. You have to be in the middle. Not too rationalistic, nor too diffidence. These two cannot get knowledge. That's why you require the middle path. The middle path means this is the path. You have to listen from the teacher with Shraddha, without any ego, without any your roles. When sitting in the class, you should not compare with others, you should not compare yourself, you should not compare the teacher with others also. These are all big issues. The big obstacles for many students. How difficult you have to sit as you are, simple, humble student of the Guru. Not so easy. It is a long journey. Not 1 year or 2 years. It goes decades. You have to travel along with the teacher decades. Otherwise you can never receive the teaching. Within that you should not fall in the clutches of egoism, identity, body identity. These are all big obstacles. Therefore Ashraddhadhanaha cannot get, only Shraddhavan. Having said this, from fourth verse onwards, Lord Krishna talking about the main topic, Ishvara Swarupam topic. Ishvara Swarupam, exact nature of Ishvara. From fourth shloka onwards, Para Prakriti and Apara Prakriti. Lord Krishna introduced himself, hey Arjuna, I am originally not a formed one. Really speaking, I am not a Yashoda Krishna or Devaki Krishna. In music season, they are all singing in music halls, Yannatavam Seidane Yashoda. But not, that's my real nature, that is my lower nature. That is my lower nature. My higher nature is this, understand. I am of the nature of avyaktam. He gives his teachers. What are my teachers, Arjuna? Understand. I am not Radha Krishna, Gopika Krishna, Vrindavana Krishna. I am the consciousness, existence, principle. That is my real nature. Krishna is my vesham in Dwapara Yuga. Rama is my vesham in Treta Yuga. In all yugas, all beings, all forms are my veshams only. I am the Satta Matrama Jala Namitini. I am the existence principle. What type of principle? I am invisible, avyaktam. Avyaktam is the first feature. Ishvara is beyond the scope of sense organs and artham. Vyaktam means vijyate iti vyaktam. That which is available for sense organs is called vyaktam. Really speaking, God's higher nature is not vyaktam. It is not available for sense perception, sense organs. Therefore, real nature is avyaktam. Avyaktaha. So, real God is not visible. That is the meaning. And invisible means what? My higher nature is invisible. Whatever is visible must be what? Lower nature. And lower is not my real nature. Lower nature is not my real nature. Therefore, Meera got Krishna darshan. That is real nature or unreal nature? Unreal nature. Lower nature. Rama has got, Tyagaraja has got Ramadarshanam is the lower nature. Apara Prakriti Ishvara Darshanam only Tyagaraja has got. Any bhakta or anyone at any time, they have only got my lower nature. They have seen that Maya Sahitam Brahma, only they have seen Maya Ishvara, only they have seen, but they have never seen because they cannot see. I am avyaktaha. So because by this what you get corollary, visible God is not real God. Visible God is unreal God. Next, nature of God is, hey Arjuna, I am sarvagataha, I am all pervading. I am all pervading. I am not a part or product of anything. I am in and through independently existing principle, existence principle, pervading in everything, in in and through. Each object limits the other, but I am in and through Sutre Manigana Iva, like a thread in beads. I am pervading as sat, 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 sat. That is why thread is invisible, beads are visible. People are attracted to beads. But what is tying inside, they are not giving importance. My kadha also like that only, Arjuna. People are not giving respect. They are attracted to words. What? My, what is happening in music season? They are all singing. What they are singing? Everyone singing Bhagavan song only. Nobody is singing any other cinema song. Everyone, every kacheri from 10 o'clock onwards up to 8, 9, 10, night 10, 12 hours they are singing Rama, 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 Krishna, 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 Devi, Guruvayurappa, Yedo. Bhagavan name only they are singing. All are my glories, Arjuna. They are all singing my lower nature only. They are praising, glorifying. But that is attractive. Where the Swami is talking about my higher nature, that is not attractive because not colorful. There means the singer sits with a pattu sari. Colorful sari, body is a different color, sari color different, and makeup and flowers and so attractive. Maya Mohini. Attractive. The Swami sits in the same color sari every week, adi vesham. So therefore, not attractive. That's why people are not able to recognize sarvagatam brahma. My lower nature is very attractive. Very, very attractive. Same Tyagaraja Kirtana, so will the Sattaswara. This person I have heard already 100 times. Still he goes there only. Never try to know that higher nature, because Bhagavan is going to tell why they are all in samsara still. Then third feature is that sarvagataha is not localized. Isn't it? Who is all pervading cannot be localized. A loka means localized come from. Loka has come from localized. Localized come from loka. Okay. Loka, a particular loka is Shiva in Kailasa, Vishnu in Vaikuntha. It is a localized God. Bhagavan says, I am not localized actually. People want to localize me. Localize. See Hanuman everywhere. No. Nanganallur only I see Hanuman. Like that you want to see and Palani only I want to see Muruga. They are localizing. What can I do? I am Sarvagataha. One day they come to understand. Not only that, I am the Adhishtanam. My third feature is what, Arjuna? I am the source of this entire creation. Nidya Jagad Adhishtana. Lalita Sahasranama. Nidya Jagad Adhishtana. அதுக்கப்புறம் நான் சொல்ல மாட்டேன். இதுதான் முக்கியம் நமக்கு. ஓகே, தேவி அஸ் இன்ஃபினிட் த அதிஷ்டானம் மீன்ஸ் சப்ஸ்டேட்டம் ஆஃப் திஸ் என்டையர் யூனிவர்ஸ் விச் இஸ் அன்ரியல். தி சோர்ஸ் ஐ ஆம் அப்பான் மீ தி மாயா இஸ் அப்பியரிங் ஆஸ் நாம ரூபா, தட் இஸ் மித்யா. ஐ ஆம் த சோர்ஸ் ஃபார் தட் மாயா. மாயா டசன்ட் எக்ஸிஸ்ட் வித்தவுட் மீ. The Chaitanyam, Brahma. Therefore, I am the Mithya Maya, that Mithya Maya Adhishtanam Nam. Just as your shadow cannot exist without you, shadow is real or you are real? Similarly, Maya is like a shadow of Bhagavan. It cannot exist separately. Bhagavan is real. Sattana, Satyam, Chaitanyam, Brahma. Is real. Next feature, fourth one is asangaha. Even though I am all pervading, like akasha sarvagataha yatha akasha stito nityam vayu sarvatra gomahan. Just as the space is all pervading, I am also all pervading. At the same time, I am not tainted by, touched by anything. Asangaha, not attached to anything. I am in and through. Is thread attached to any bead? The thread in the mala is attached to any bead. I am identifying with this bead, particular bead, because this is a pearl, this is beautiful, or another diamond. I am not attaching like a thread. No? Thread is not attaching. Space is not attached. Similarly, I am also not attached to anything in the world. Asangaha. Unattached or unpolluted, untainted, unaffected, I am. Then fifth feature is, from me the consciousness existent principle only, the entire universe is manifesting. I am the Srishtikarta. Because of my power, Maya power, the whole universe is manifesting. I only appear in the form of universe by using my Maya. I create the world. Srishtikarta. Not only that, whole universe merge into me alone. Layakarta also. What about middle? Sustaining also? Myself only. I am the creator, I am the sustainer, I am the resolver. The whole creation comes out of me, sustained because of me, merged into me. Therefore, I am Srishti, Siti, Laya, Karanam. Number 6. Even though I am creating everything, everything resolves into me, that action, the creation action, will not produce any punya papa to me. Karma, whatever karma we do, it has to produce phalam. I am also doing srishti karma. At the same time, I am akarta. Masthani sarvabhutani nachamasthani. Mayadhyakshena prakritihi suyate sacharacharam. In my presence, prakriti is activated. I am not really karta. I look to all people as though karta. God created me. I am not created really speaking. According to their karma phala, I am discharging my duties I have to give phalam to them, therefore the creation happens in my presence. Therefore I am akarta. I am not the doer really. Not only that, that srishti, the karma phalam also will not come to me. Any phalam, even punya phalam or papa phalam, both will not come to me. I am abhokta. I am akarta and I am abhokta. Tasya kartaram abhina vidhi akartaram avyayam. Arjuna, may you know, I am the creator of this universe, at the same time I am not the creator. How is it possible? How is it possible? If you are a creator, you cannot be a non-creator. If you are non-creator, you cannot be a creator. Bhagavan says what? I am the creator, but at the same time I am not creator. Idu eppadi mudiyumna, only by one. If Bhagavan identifies himself with his shariram, upadhi, it will become real. Bhagavan is not identifying with maya, upadhi, shariram. He is using. Like us, Bhagavan is not identifying. By giving birth to one son or daughter who are cantankerous and we identify with them. I am the creator. I am the cause of my son and daughter. Therefore you are a samsari. Bhagavan is not samsari. Why, you know? He is the creator. Maya, in front of him maya functions. At the same time Bhagavan never identifies with that maya. That is why Bhagavan is akarta. Tasya kartaram apimam vidhi atma drishtya aham akarta. Upadhi drishtya, as though I am karta, maya sahita upadhi drishtya, as though karta, really speaking, I am atma alone, atma drishtya I am not karta. Therefore, I am karta also, akarta also. Similarly, I am not a bhokta also. I am not the enjoyer of anything happening in the universe. It will not afflict me. I have created Vedas, I have given so much to the people, and I have given dharma also to people, and they are happily violating dharma. I am not crying for their sake. Why they are violating my dharma after giving lot of dharma to people? If I cry, start crying, 24 hours I have to cry. Because everywhere corruption, corruption, corruption. Bhagavan sleepless nights da. If Bhagavan really attached to the creation, Bhagavan cannot sleep. Thank God, Bhagavan is not identifying with the creation. That is why Ishvara is omnipotent, omniscient. Therefore, I am like a Sakshi. I am Sakshi, Cheta, Kevalo, Nirgunasya. Sakshi, Sarva Sakshi Aham. This is the sixth, seventh feature. Akarta Abhokta is the sixth feature. Seventh and last feature. Okay. Nitya Jagat Adhishtanam is the third feature. Fourth Vasangaha. Fifth is Srishti Sthiti Laya Karanam. Sixth is Akarta Abhokta. The seventh one is I am the Sakshi. Ishvara, I am the Sakshi. I am not afflicted by anything because I am the only witnesser. Up to here, Lord Krishna gives his real nature. Then 11th verse, Bhagavan Krishna says, why people are not knowing this higher nature? Why? People are not knowing me, because na avajananti mudhaha manushim tanum ashritam. 11th shloka, lamenting, Lord, almost lamenting, avajananti mam mudhaha manushim tanum ashritam parambhavam ajanantaha, not knowing my parambhavam mudhaha, taking my manusha rupam as real, and kodakattai cheedai saaptinde irupan. Vanakam alla saaptinde irukane thavare, he is not coming to know me. Therefore, mama bhuta maheshwaram, I am the lord of this entire universe, they are not knowing. and they are fighting each other. Rama Bhakta Samajam, Krishna Bhakta Samajam, Anna Samajam, Indra Samajam, Rama Krishna Vunda. The Rama Samajam, Bhakta Samajam, Krishna Samajam are fighting each other. Avajananti ma mudha. What to do, Arjuna? This is might. If Nanu kuda kavala padanu ana evlo irukku theriyumo ana kavala padamaatai he enna saakshiyam. So therefore Krishna, why people cannot know? Na, because of their ignorance. In 12th shloka he said, moghasha mogha karmanaha mogha jnanaha, because of their wrong aspirations, wrong notions, full and full ignorance, egoness, ahankara, kama krodha lobha moha madamatsariya, they are filled with it. Sollanuma rakshasim asurimana, neither they are in tamoguna or rajoguna. See, all people, anger and lethargy, all are in rakshasa guna, asura guna. Therefore they are not able to know nature. That is the reason why they are in samsara. If they come to sattva guna, I can help them. They don't eat sattvic food. They never live a sattvic life. Therefore they are indulging in rajoguna, tamoguna. What can I do? I cannot help them, Arjuna. This is what, why they are in samsara. Then from 12th shloka onwards up to 29th shloka, Lord Krishna talking about sakama nishkama bhakti. In the 12th shloka onwards up to 19th shloka, Lord Krishna talks about, you will see the 12th shloka, all shlokas are very, very beautiful shlokas. After criticizing those people, Lord Krishna says 13th shloka onwards, some people, 13th to 19th shloka, Lord Krishna says there is a possibility to come out of this samsara. A means for liberation, Bhagavan shows. Who are they? Mahatmanaha tu daivim prakritim ashritaha. These rakshasim, asurim, prakritim people are in the samsara. Those who are taking to daivi prakriti, daivi sampat, sattva guna, they are coming to me. Bhajanti ananya manasaha. They worship me without any second thought. Hey Arjuna, jnatva, knowing my nature, they attain moksha. Therefore, what is bhakti now? What type of bhakti? Three classifications of bhakti here. First classification is based on sadhana based classification of bhakti. Sadhana based means, first, everyone cannot come to nirguna brahma jnanam. Let them become a sakama bhakta, karma lakshana bhakti. Number two is upasana lakshana bhakti. Number three is jnana lakshana bhakti. Artha arthaarthi is karma lakshana bhakti, upasana lakshana bhakti, arthaarthi, jignasu jnani. Jignasu is the jnani lakshana bhakti. So everyone start their devotion with sakama bhakti. You work for your own livelihood, but remember God. Sakama bhakti you slowly convert into nishkama bhakti. Lead a life legitimate and moderate. Even in sakama bhakti also, lead a life of dharmic life, legitimate and moderate desires. Sakama bhakti, Bhagavan is there, remember Bhagavan. You can work for your materialistic pursuits, nothing wrong, but they are all limited. Even you do sakama puja, setam bhuktva swarga lokam vishalam shine punye martya lokam vishanti. Bhagavan said here, many people take to my lower nature, Arjuna, and they worship me, and they worship different gods, and they go to higher lokas and they come back. Satrena satyavantitena, they come down. Then upasana lakshana bhakti, you take eka rupa bhakti. From karma lakshana to you refine yourself in nishkama karma. Serve to other people without any selfishness. Selflessly serve. Then you are spiritually growing. The more you serve to family and people, society, selflessly, you are spiritually growing. You may not be growing materialistically. You may not prosper in loka, but you are prospering in adhyatmikataya. Spiritually you are growing. That is why when you do sankalpa also, jnana vairagya siddhyartham, you do sankalpa. Previously, putra siddhyartham, griha siddhyartham, you have done sakama karma, sakama puja, sakama bhakti. Patni siddhyartham, putra siddhyartham, dhana siddhyartham, dhana dhanya samruddhi, ayur arogya siddhyartham, illa. Now you ask for jnana vairagya siddhyartham. Once you ask with that jnana vairagyam, you start real bhakti, ekarupa bhakti. And the ekarupa bhakti, Bhagavan, is in one form you start worshipping. After worshipping even particular verse, upasa lakshana bhakti, second classification, second sadhana. In the sadhana classification, there are three. Karma, sakama to nishkama. And the nishkama bhakti purifies you. What is nishkama bhakti purifies? Nishkama karma brings you ekarupa. Nishkama karma, karma yoga brings you to ekarupa. Then ekarupa bhakti, Bhagavan in one form, one form, one form you worship. That is also will not give you moksha. Then you go to upper lokas and come down. Become a Vishwarupa bhakta. From ekarupa to Vishwarupa. Don't see God in only in one form. Have one form for worship sake. Have only one form for worship sake. But not to develop attachment to one God and criticizing other gods. Therefore, see God in the whole universe. Vishwameva rupam. Bhagavan. So, Vishwarupena. Aham kraturaham yajyam swadaham aham aushadam mantroham ahame vajyam aham agni raham hutam. Everything I am, Arjuna. Rain is myself. Earth is myself. Ocean is myself. Everything is my form only. Why you are looking only in Rama form, Krishna form? That is only LKG lesson. Only LKG lesson. Shift yourself from that ekarupa to Vishwarupa bhakti. You mature yourself. That is why we worship all trees, water, earth, everything we do puja. We are not mad, understand it, no. Hindus are mad. Why? They worship stone. We won't worship stone, we worship God. You worship water, H2O. Water is devata. Since Bhagavan is sarvagataha, water must be what? Bhagavan. Prahlada knows 7-year-old boy. Everywhere you are there, Bhagavan come from the pillar, my father wants to see you. Anna. Say hello, Anna. Vandutar, appadiye? He started namaskaram panna koodada Hiranyakashipu. So show me Bhagavan, he said. So Prahlada asked him, Bhagavan has come from the pillar. What Hiranyakashipu has to do? He has to do namaskara, I agree. You are everywhere. He took that gada to fight with Bhagavan. Sevaya. That is a Rakshasa Guru. Before he is not coming from the pillar, okay, Bhagavan is not everywhere. Now, once he comes, you can accept, no? Timur. You can accept Pandamuriya. Nandane Bhagavan. Hiranyakashipu. I am only God. Where is God? So what happened? Father is how much age? What is son age? Prahlada age is only 6 to 7 year old boy. That's why refinement is not because of age, understand? Because of samskara. Narayana is everything. Why you people are fighting? Bhagavan is looking there. Why your people are fighting? Don't fight. My God is superior. Your God is not superior. Meaningless. I am everything. Arjuna. Vishwarupam. Then from Vishwarupa you come to Arupa. Really I am formless. Jnani Lakshana Bhakti. Jnanam alone is sadhanam to know my formless nature. This is bhakti levels. Karma to upasana to jnanam. Arupam. Ekarupa to Vishwarupa to Arupa. Then second classification, from the motive-based classification. Bhakti also, what is your motive behind that? That motive, sakama bhakti is a motivated. No, sakama bhakti is not the highest bhakti. There is a motive, selfish motive. In nishkama bhakti, there is no selfish motive. There is no selfish motive. May you have sakama, first motive, okay. But don't die with sakama, that motive, until death. Don't continue your life. Become nishkama at least. Bhagavan, I want you alone. I don't want anything. You have given me everything. Enough. I want you. And one naal avadu solanum illaya, 70th year. And this person asked, you may aayushu until to see my parents. Poonal. And paakkaradhukku enakku aayushu koodanga. நிறைய நாள் வாழணும்னா இதுதான் கேட்டு இருக்க. 75th வயசுல 75th இயர் பகவான் அப்படிதான் பாப்பார். அவ்வளவுதான், ஒண்ணும் பண்ண முடியாது. நிஷ்காம பக்தி, திஸ் இஸ் அ மோட்டிவ் பேஸ்டு நிஷ்காம. ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஒன் இஸ் சாதனா பேஸ்டு. கர்மா இஸ் சாதனம். ஃப்ரம் தட் உபாசனா டேக் இஸ் சாதனம். அண்ட் தென் டேக் ஞானம் இஸ் சாதனம். நௌ Sakama is your motive initially at karma level, and come to nishkama karma. Even bhakti also, upasana also, ekarupa, you have again motive. From that you have to come to nishkama in upasana also. That is motive based. Okay, motive based. Sakama to nishkama. Spiritual growth it gives nishkama. Or spiritual desire come under no kama. Okay, spiritual desire, I want to go to class, I want to study shastra, I want to get moksha is not kama. Okay, it is as good as nishkama. To make you akama, that helps you. Okay, so many classes were the desire dhane, therefore I stop coming to the class. And may you have shubha kama. Okay, ashubha kama you drop, then come to shubha kama. From Shubha Kama also you become Nishkama. Finally, you are Akama. Then, knowledge-based classification. Bhakti is a different level, you see. Knowledge-based. First, sadhana-based. Second, motive-based. Third, is knowledge-based. What is knowledge-based? Ekarupa is only limited. Since Bhagavan is all pervading, this Ekarupa is not ultimate. Ekarupa is not ultimate. Since Bhagavan is all pervading, he is not limited, therefore I have to come from Ekarupa. This is called knowledge based. Bhagavan is formless, even Vishwarupa is also not, because as Ekarupa, Bhagavan has got arrival and departure. As Vishwarupa also, Bhagavan appears and disappears. Therefore, I want that Bhagavan who is not disappearing. Isn't it? You like a Bhagavan who disappears? When Rama disappeared, Tyagaraja started crying more. Mukhari raga increased. Any bhakta, his story is like that only. Therefore, you should not hold on to that Ekarupa who is having arrival and departure. As a Srishti Sthiti Laya Karta Bhagavan comes and manifests and appear and disappear. But you are, once he disappears, everything, your samsara continues. Therefore, let me understand that Arupam, which has no arrival, no departure. Arupa Ishvara doesn't have arrival and departure. Na jayate na mriyate va kadachit. Krishna has got arrival, Krishna has got disappearance. Krishna darshanam kamsa has got, you know, change. That's why daiva sakshatkara will give moksha. What is the guarantee? Kamsa got moksha? No. Rama darshanam Ravana has got. Ravana has got moksha. Why? Ravana saw only lower nature of Rama. That's why no moksha. Kamsa also saw only apara prakriti, lower nature of Krishna. That is why no moksha for Krishna, Kamsa also. Then what is real moksha? Understand Arupa Ishvara. Formless, nameless, ashabdam, asparsham, arupam, arasam. Formless. That's a formless one is not attractive for people. Because no color, no sound, no attraction, no prasadam also. Very, it is not attractive people. That is why Shastra says, take your own time, be in Ekarupa, Vishwarupa, how many decades, how many janmas you want, you take. You take. Come to Nishkama one day, patram pushpam phalam toyam, yome bhaktya prayachyatena, ananya chintayanto mam. Whoever comes to me with true devotion, I will take care of them. Let them mature, their fruit has to ripen to the tree only. When you pluck and ripen, no, it is not sweet. Let it ripe in its own place. Similarly, everyone has to ripe, ripe, ripe. Then they have to detach from Ekarupa, Vishwarupa, Sakama, from all those karmas they have to come. It is called ripening. You cannot pluck even rough, you know, kaya irukumbodhu, you pluck also, it is very difficult, it is not tasty. Bhagavan also waits, of course Guru also has to wait. The Sishya has to mature, 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 long time. By that time Guru become old. Yama. Guru become old, not able to teach, not able to sit. Papa, avarku mutti vali, avarku thonda vali, ella varavarku namakku gnaname varadhu. Enna pandrume? And when they are teaching and coming and teaching, we won't value. Enakku veetla vela irukka, ange vela irukku, inga vela irukka, sutti nirpom. Adukulla avarku paapa ethana decades nu solla mudiyum. Indha maari ethana gurus, ethana janmala poi 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 vandutom. இந்த ஜென்மாவது யூஸ் பண்ணிக்கலாமன்னா இல்ல சுவாமி, வீட்டுல கெஸ்ட் இருக்காங்க, அது இருக்க, இது இருக்கன்னு சொல்லி எப்படியாவது நம்ம மேனேஜ் பண்றோம். எஸ்கேப் பண்றதுக்கு ஞானம் வராமலே. பை தட் டைம் ஹூ பிகம் ஓல்டு, ஹூ இஸ் ஸ்டடிங், இந்த ஸ்டூடெண்ட் பிகம் ஓல்டு. காது கேட்காது, கண்ணு பார்க்க முடியாது, டிராபிக்ல வர முடியாது, இதெல்லாம் வந்து 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 அவுட்டு. அதுக்குள்ள என்ன அவுட் என்ன என்ன ஆள் அவுட் இல்ல, ஆள் இருக்க கிளாஸ்ல இருந்து அவுட் என்ன. Not able to receive the teaching because Maya Mohini is the next jalam. Maya Mohini putting Guru also helpless, Swami Bhagavan is also helpless. Arjuna, Krishna re onnu panna mudiyala Kamsanukku, Ramar onnu panna mudiyala Ravanu, Duryodhana, what to talk of all people, ordinary gurus, we are nothing. Okay. So therefore, Arupa Jnanam is the highest. Where there is no arrival, there is no departure, I, the consciousness, existent principle, Arjuna, never arrive, never depart. I survive even after the fall of the body, but I am not transactable. I am always available. I am in the form of Sat and Chit. I am available. Whoever recognizes this, they attain moksha. I take care of them if they want to know this. If they want, I will help them. Then 30 to 34, Bhagavan gives the glorification of this bhakti. This bhakti stuti. This bhakti is useful for psychological problems, first of all. All psychological problems, emotional problems, people come out. by this bhakti, nishkama bhakti, ekarupa bhakti and visharupa bhakti helps them to become sane. First they become sane. Then first you worship Bhagavan outside, then soham bhavena pujayet. Soham bhavena means aham eva, aham brahma iti bhavana. First emu nanaku onnum theriyadu, na janami punyam, na janami pooja archana ennume theriyadunnu pooja pannu. Adukapram kashtapadade, unakku onnu theriyalana paravara na paathukuren solvar Bhagavan. That way sakama bhakti, sakama puja, if you do, everything must be perfect. Puja, even time, dravyam, anything you do wrong, you won't get any benefit. On the other hand, you get some papa also. If you do nishkama puja, nishkama bhakti, nishkama karma, no dosha come and attack you. Any advantage for you? In nishkama bhakti, you are asking jnanam vairagyam. You are not asking any worldly things. Bhagavan won't see. Enna, muhurtam, time, kalam, idella paakamaatar, ella pakkam kedakka, velakka, thalakka, paakamaatar. Bhagavan, enna unakku moksham thane venum, chitta shuddhi thane paravaala, pannu eppadi pannina paravaala anna. Adhu paarunga sakama bhaktila advantage. Adhe nee nishkama bhaktila advantage. Idhu sakama bhakti pooja advantage. అది పండు పోదే భయం నమ్మకం. మంత్ర మంత్రలోపే, తంత్రలోపే, క్రియాలోపే, కాలలోపే, నియమలోపే, ప్లీజ్ ఫర్గివ్ మీ భగవాన్, యు హావ్ టు ఆస్క్, ఫలం వరాదు. ఏమైనా డిస్అడ్వాంటేజెస్ ఆర్ దేర్. అప్పుడు చెన్నాను అంగిదా పోవా. పీపుల్ వెరీ రేర్లీ దే కమ్. ఏనా టు డ్రాప్ డిజైర్ ఇస్ నాట్ సో ఈజీ. యు రిక్వైర్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ మెచ్యూరిటీ. That is the glory of Bhagavan. Soham bhavena pujayet. Now how to do puja Bhagavan? How to do archana? Avalapadadi nane solran adu kuda. Yatka roshi yadasnasi yajjuhoshi dadasi yatan oru vaadi sonnar. Adikapram he says in the last shloka, mat parayanaha bhava. I am giving the clue, Arjuna. In this manner you worship me. What manner? First, fix your goal. మత్పరాయణః, లెట్ బి యువర్ గోల్ ఇస్ మీ. భగవాన్ సేస్ కీప్ మీ యాజ్ యువర్ గోల్. ఫిక్స్ ద గోల్ ఫస్ట్, అప్పుడు డోంట్ ఫర్గెట్ ద గోల్. మత్పరాయణః భవ, ఫస్ట్ ఫిక్స్ యువర్ గోల్. వాట్ ఈస్ భగవాన్ ఈజ్ మై గోల్. వాట్ ఈస్ యువర్ గోల్ అన్న? ఐ వాంట్ టు స్టడీ దేర్, ఐ వాంట్ ఎర్న్ దిస్ మచ్ మనీ, ఐ వాంట్ మ్యారీ సో అండ్ సో, ఐ వాంట్ గెట్, దీస్ ఆర్ ద గోల్స్ పీపుల్ హ్యావింగ్. భగవాన్ ద గోల్ అని ఎవరో చూడరాను. నో వన్ తప్పి దవరి కనవులో కూడా చూడమాటాం. ఈవెన్ భగవాన్ కమ్స్ అండ్ డ్రీమ్ అండ్ ఆస్క్ యూ, వాట్ డూ యూ వాంట్? వాట్ డూ యూ వాంట్? ఐ వాంట్ 24 అవర్స్ వాటర్, ఐ వాంట్ 24 అవర్స్ ఎలక్ట్రిసిటీ, ఐ వాంట్ గ్రాండ్ సన్. లైక్ దట్ ఓన్లీ పీపుల్ ఆర్ ఆస్కింగ్. నో బడీ ఈజ్ ఆస్కింగ్ భగవాన్. ఐ వాంట్ యూ ఓన్లీ. వై ఆర్ ఆస్కింగ్ మీ? You don't ask. I want you only. Apadhani chollanu. Bhagavan chollanu. Matparayanaha bhava. Then only you attain me. Then manmana bhava. May you remember the goal. After fixing me as your goal, don't forget. Don't forget. January, first people will fix. In the varsha, yella pannanu. Next day, they'll forget. మెనీ టైమ్స్ వీ ఫర్గెట్ వాట్ ఆర్ ఆల్ వీ హావ్ ప్లాన్డ్. ఇయర్ ప్లాన్ ఇరుకో, అంత ఇయర్ ప్లాన్ ఎల్లా పోడువా? ఒన్నో ప్లాన్ నడకాదు అదిలో. అది మాదిరి క్రియేషన్ అర్జున అప్పుడు పడ్డానే ఫిక్స్ పన్ని మరకాదే అన్న. మన్మనాభవ, మే యూ రిమంబర్ మై గోల్. నెవర్ ఫర్గెట్ మై, నెవర్ ఫర్గెట్ మీ యాజ్ యువర్ గోల్. దెన్ మత్ భక్త భవ, మత్ భక్త మీన్స్ ఎప్రిషియేట్ మీ all the time in everything. Learn to appreciate me, appreciate me to reach, to attain the security. Why you have to appreciate me? Why Bhagavan you have to appreciate his glory, his ekarupa, his vishwarupa, his arupa? Why you have to appreciate him? If you appreciate, you are only in advantageous position. You attain Bhagavan, you reach Bhagavan, you reach Bhagavan, you recognize Bhagavan. Okay, then madhyaji bhava. Madhyaji means whatever you do, offer to me. Worship me, first keep me as your goal, and remember that, remember me all the time, and you appreciate me, and you offer everything to me. Whatever you offer, remember me at that time. Every offering is to mine only, because I am your goal. Madhyaji bhava. Then last one is Mam namaskuru. May you do namaskara to me all the time. May you do namaskara means surrender to me. Surrender to me. Bhagavan alone is my security. Not my bank balance, not my daughter, husband or family members. Bhagavan is only my security. And so on. World dependence to God dependence. கேட்டதே கேட்டிருக்கோம் சுவாமி, புதுசா ஒண்ணுமே இல்லையே என்ன, புதுசு ஒண்ணுமே இருக்காது. சொல்லிருக்க புதுசா சொல்றதுக்கு சம்மரி தானே. புதுசா ஏதாவது மனதுக்குள்ள மாற்றம் வருதான்னு பாக்கணும். எனி சேஞ்ச் இஸ் கமிங் இன் அவர் மைண்ட், இன் அவர் பெர்செப்ஷன், இன் அவர் திங்கிங், எனி சேஞ்ச் இஸ் கமிங், தட் ஹேஸ் டு கம். Therefore, Manmanabhava, Mam Namaskuru. Keep, what are the five now? Consolidate. Keep the God as your goal. Keep the God as your goal. And people are telling, Swami, if you have a good day, you will tell me what I'm saying. If you have a good day, you will tell me what I'm saying. Then you will tell me what I'm saying. Then you will tell me what I'm saying. பின்னாடி நீ வரவேன், சாஸ்திரம் பின்னாடி இருமா, என்னோட பின்னாடி வேண்டாம். லைக் தட் பீப்புள் கோ ஆன் டெல்லிங், பட் வி நெவர் இம்ப்ளிமெண்ட். தட்ஸ் வை பகவான் சேஸ் ரிமெம்பர் த கோல் அண்ட் அப்ரிசியேட் த கோல். வாட் ஐ ஹவ் டேக்கன் த கோல், திஸ் நிஷ்காம கர்மா, நிஷ்காம பக்தி இஸ் மை கோல். அண்ட் அரூப ஜானம், அரூப ஈஸ்வர ஜானம் இஸ் த ஹையஸ்ட். தட் அலோன் இஸ் ஜீவாத்ம பரமாத்ம ஐக்கிய ஜானம். So self-realization is God realization. Appreciate your goal. Appreciate your study, Bhagavad Gita. Suddenly when you are taking Bhagavad Gita, enna Bhagavad Gita podu, eppovume irukku swamini class, music season po, only December da, adhi 15 days here anna. Kochi avana da. There is many people come in the world, Mailapur especially. Inna Mailapur la nariya fine arts ella irukkillaya, all music season. அது 8 மணிலிருந்து ஸ்டார்ட் ஆகும், ஹரிக்கதிலிருந்து ஸ்டார்ட் ஆகும். ஃபர்ஸ்ட் சாப்பாடு அங்கே கிடைக்கும், நல்ல சாப்பாடு. இங்க போனா என்ன கிடைக்கும், எனிஹோ சுவாமினி யூ வில் பி தேர் த்ரூ அவுட் இயர். எத்தனை மியூசிக் சீசன் வருது, எத்தனை ஃபெஸ்டிவல்ஸ் வருது, இதுலக்குள்ள எத்தனை கிளாஸ் கோட்டை விட்டுட்டோம், என்ன விட்டுட்டு 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 இந்த ஹர்டில்ஸ் அன்னமாட. ஸ்ரீயோ வைஷாலரோ சூத்ராஹான், இமோஷனலி வீக் பீப்புள் கேன் நெவர் கெட். Even Rajasic people, Tamasic people, Vaishaha, Sudraha, if they surrender to me, I can protect them. If they surrender to me, that's why surrender to me. I am asking surrender to me, I am showing to myself, okay? To me. Don't think that Swami is showing hand to herself. Bhagavan is showing hand to himself. Surrender to me, to the Lord will nartham. To the Lord will. Surrendering to Lord means what? Whatever happens is for good. It is happening in my life. Everything is Bhagavan's decision. Because I asked him, what is prayers you give me, what is good for me you give me. Therefore whatever is happening, I am moving towards. Moving towards what? After 11-12 o'clock to my home. I am moving towards God only. Moving towards God and another அர்த்தம், சீக்கிரமே கிளம்பிடுவோம், சீக்கிரமே வேற டைம் ஒரு பேக்கேஜ் என்ன. வி கோயிங் டுவர்ட்ஸ் காட் மீன்ஸ் வி ஆர் கோயிங் அவே ஃப்ரம் சாரோ. அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட், யூ ஆர் கோயிங் டுவர்ட்ஸ் காட் மீன்ஸ் யூ ஆர் கோயிங் டுவர்ட்ஸ் செல்ஃப். யூ ஆர் கோயிங் டுவர்ட்ஸ் செல்ஃப் மீன்ஸ் நாட் பிசிக்கலி கோயிங், யூ ஆர் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங் யுவர் செல்ஃப். Understanding self means you are free from sorrow. I, the self, the Atma, am ever free from sorrow. Therefore, don't waste your time. Don't postpone your sadhana. Don't postpone your classes. Regular study, consistent, systematic study. There are many people pulls you from your marga, but never be trapped. Remember your goal, surrender to God, offer everything to God, ask Him, Bhagavan, give me that moksha by which I can be free from samsara forever. The important shlokas are 4, verse number 4, 5, 15, 22, 27, 28, 29, 31, 34. With this 9th chapter, Raja Vidya, Raja Guksha, chapter over. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.